Sorry, the lady in red in the back, and then we'll come forward to the gentleman in front.
I'm a pediatric ICU nurse, and I work next to a pediatric oncology unit. And I just called and talked to one of the nurses who've been there 25 years. And in 25 years, she's never once seen 18 children from the same school show up at the center. So one, I don't understand why we don't have pediatric representatives from San Diego Children's here to address it. Second, my children went to Kelly starting in 1989. At that time, a child died that first year. About 15 months later, from cancer. 15 months later, we lost a boy with leukemia. About 15 months after that, there was another leukemia boy who eventually died. Those are statistics that are prior to 96 that you're including. But at that time, Principal Herrera asked for testing. We are now this many years later. I don't think we have time to now try and contact people who've been there and have left. There are too many numbers for this. If you look at the numbers that are on this pink paper, based on the state's reference of 1 to 2 children every 10,000, if there are 18 in 1,000, that's 100 times percentage just at that one school. I don't think you have time to wait any longer. But please answer why you did not have somebody from San Diego Children's here to address the cancers in pediatrics.
Of all the cancers that are being analyzed in this area, the majority were not children's cancers. We certainly are aware of the concern about the number of cancers that you are reporting to us. There's a slide actually that was presented that breaks down the number of children's cancers. We did invite an oncologist to come here tonight, and unfortunately, they did not show up. Well, as stated, can I just one more point? It's been stated by Dr. McCusker that the California Cancer Registry will go back and look at the children's data, and we will re-examine that, and with convening a future community forum, we will provide information specifically about the prevalence or incidence of specific children's cancers and have an oncologist present as well.
Well, not only that, one of my four children has had a bout of cancer, and it was after she was out of Carlsbad School District and starting into college, and as she was out of state, she wouldn't have been included on some of the statistics that you have. I know that there are other children in that same condition. I know that when I look at my kids and they're looking at their school friends and they're doing reunions, a number of them have had cancer that are from those different areas. So you've got a much broader thing than was included in the statistics, and it goes back a lot further than what we've been currently talking about. And I just think that we can't wait for the statistics any longer, that we need to proceed forward, because we all know, as you said, that cancers can be slow growing, they can also be fast growing. Some of these kids will not have 6 months, never mind 3 years.
Yes.
Thank you. First of all, I want to acknowledge Dr. Roach. I mean, you're someone in the hot seat, which would be a difficult circumstance. What's baffling is that you would be in a position to be here by yourself. Why wouldn't there be somebody that's actually able to make a decision on something of this sort here with you? That's question one. Question two, to acknowledge this gentleman's question back here of the transfers, I believe the reason we've only had 2 or 3 requests for transfers is because of Mrs. Armstrong. She's a phenomenal principal, and the individuals that go to that school don't want their kids to be transferred. They genuinely don't. If that wasn't the case, I think you'd see a lot more transfers. Point blank, you'd see a lot more transfers. And then third, we're talking about $40,000, maybe $60,000 for kids. The fact that this conversation is taking place is ludicrous. It's ridiculous that it's even taking place. I mean, it shouldn't even be taking place. This is our community, Southern California. The money that gets poured into the properties, the housing, all of that. The mere fact that we're having a discussion over 40 to 60 grand over children. This would be one thing if we were talking about a playground that the school funded themselves. It'd be one thing if we were talking about a driveway, new brick, or whatever. We're talking about children's lives. It's a joke. It's a joke. If I was having this conversation with other people of this education level, they would be laughing at us that we're having this conversation in Carlsbad, California. It's a joke.
Thank you for acknowledging the warmth of my seat. I appreciate the compliments from Mrs. Armstrong. There are members of the governing board who are in the audience. However, I'm the one who was invited to be part of the panel, and this is the county's meeting. The board has to set up their agenda. They have to publicly notice the meeting. That's why we had the conversations about that. And when they do, I'll be glad to, as I don't know your name. Yeah. As Georgia asked, make sure that it's well known that it would be on the agenda. And they will act when presented with that information. The only answer I can give you on why you're having the conversation tonight is that we began a process with the county. The original question was, do we have a cancer cluster? And if so, what should we do about it? That's the only reason.
I got that. So there's two items to that. The next thing is going to happen on July 28th, which is a month from now. I know for myself, and I'm sure other parents feel the exact same way, we'd like to know before the next school year starts, because there is an issue. Do I want my five-year-old who's going to start kindergarten there going there next year? No, I don't. Do I want her to go there? I absolutely do. But I know there's other parents that are faced with the same circumstance, and we're going to lose a month while people decide whether we should spend 40 to 60 grand on something that shouldn't take a month to decide. I mean, I guess I just don't understand that aspect of it.
Okay. Tom?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom Watson. For the man on the hot seat again. First of all, this has been a really excellent forum. Just a quick compliment to everyone involved. John, the question for you that I have is, I don't know what form of governance the school board works under, bylaws or whatever, but is, you know, sensing, at least from a lot of people here, sort of a sense of urgency. Does your governance allow for calling a special meeting to deal with this? It would not be on the calendar, a special
meeting? Yeah, I have to talk to the president of the school board to talk about any special meetings. I can't call them myself.
I understand. It was just
within the Brown Act, there are a certain number of days you have to have before you do that, and the state defines what an emergency is.
I think the only question is if that could be considered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I've been asked to bring us to a close in terms of questions. Our experts will stick around to answer some specific questions that people may have.
Can I ask one quick question to the board member who's here?
I'm not a board member, but go ahead.
What, that last question?
We agree that I was going to go to the board on July 28th. And I have two kids at Kelly School, the teachers, everyone I know and loves at Kelly School. But I do environmental cleanup for our Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton. So I specialize by education and employment for subsurface contaminated soil and groundwater cleanup. So my question is, it goes to this, the board, you guys vote on the 28th, then a work plan is gonna be developed by some contractor. Will the work plan be out there for public comment and scrutiny? And is DTSC gonna be the regulatory authority for that work plan? And once the results come back, when will they be released to the public?
And environmental investigation. Wait, hang on. Let me try.
Vapor intrusion sampling, because they should be tandem together.
Wait.
That's it. I'll take my answer. Sit down.
The whole thing about developing the plan is public. You work through DTSC, and they can explain that process. They do that, and it sounds very similar to the way you described it. If that's
if we're going to develop a sampling plan, we have a database called EnviroStore in which we can upload all of our data. In fact, all of our data from all of the sites that we've sampled or worked on in Carlsbad is in this database called EnviroStore. The easiest way to find it is just to Google it. There's not too many things out there with this name. It's E-N-V-E-R. Wait, no. E-N-V-E-R. V-I-R-S-T-O-R-E. Excuse me. It's not an easy one to remember.
E-N-I-R-S-T-O-R-E. S-T-O-R-E.
No, no E. Excuse me. No E. No E.
E-N-V-I-R-S-T-O-R.
So all of the information, the work plans, our reports, the data from all of the schools that we've worked on in Carlsbad is available for you to download and review. If we were to work on this particular project, and if the school board elects, we would put that up, make it very transparent. If you had any questions, comments on these types of documents, you can send them directly to our project manager, to like Dr. Boson or things like that, and we would try to address them very quickly. But we would work with the school board and their consultants in evaluating these types of plans and determining what would be appropriate types of sampling to do. But it is very transparent.
Thank you.
But I have a question, and I've been waiting before this gentleman. So if I could just ask it quickly, and it's actually for Mr. Cota for the most part. How quickly would that happen? Worst case scenario, July 28th, the meeting happens if we can't do it sooner, but it sounds like you're going to find out if we can do it sooner. How quickly can you get it going and do the testing? Can it happen before the school year? One. Two. If there might be concern, and I don't know if it's air, water, and soil, I think we need to test for all, and I think we need split testing. I think it should be you and an independent group, too. I think we need both groups. And if we, as a community, have to pay for the independent test, we should do it together. So if there is a concern, should dirt be moved around right now at Kelly? Should a playground be being built and dirt be moved around? I mean, in your opinion, should that be happening? And how quickly could we do the testing before the school year starts? Because we asked about this a couple months ago, and we were waiting for a report, and I'm very unpleased that we didn't do the school report, and I'm not sure why that's a big mystery. We've been waiting for the school report for Dr. Roach to have to make the assessment. So anyway, back to my question. How quickly can we do the testing, and should dirt be moved around right now if there is a concern? Because I'm concerned that that's happening.
Thank you.
And that's it.
I can't really talk about how quickly the testing can be done. Typically, testing, collecting the samples may take 2 or 3 days, maybe a little bit longer. Prior to that, we really want to have a work plan that defines what are our objectives, what is the data quality objective, how are we going to collect the samples, the methods of sampling, so that it's very specific, the data that comes back will be defensible, and we'll know exactly what we're trying to assess and where we're assessing, the types of samples that we would take and everything else. So we would work with the consultant that the district would identify to develop that type of plan that would be able to, we would approve, and it would meet all of the criteria that the department has established in collecting these types of samples. Once you get that data, it takes a while to prepare the reports and analyze it and have the toxicologists and the scientists really evaluate it. It can be done. I know you kind of say like it takes a long time, but I got to tell you, a lot of it has to deal with getting the data, digesting the data, seeing what it says, maybe even going back out to take more samples. But we can do expedited types of processes to get the work done. I know it's, you know, working with the school board, if they decide to move forward, we would work with them hand in hand on that. There's no information right now that we have that indicates that the school has any type of environmental impact. So I would say yes, it's safe to go to the school. There's no information that I have right now that would say that it wouldn't be any otherwise.
So I think I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Wooten for a summary and close. I'm sorry, we can't take any further questions.
I'd like to thank all of you who have stayed with us to this hour. It's about almost 10 o'clock. But what I'd like to do is go over about 6 points based on the input and recommendations that have come from the audience and also commitments that have been made from some experts that are here on the panel. The first is conducting the occupational study at Kelly Elementary School. Again, Dr. Roach has agreed to do that, and after this meeting, we will work with Dr. Roach and the California Cancer Registry to begin that process. The second is testing. Dr. Roach has already stated that he will take the request to the board, even though the planned or scheduled meeting is on July 28th. He will review guidelines that would allow for calling a special board meeting. And just to let you know, it's already been discussed that if the board agrees or approves the process, then the local jurisdiction, county public health, would involve again the state, and that would include the Department of Toxic Substance Control as well as the Environmental Investigation Branch at the state. The third is to re-clarify data, specific data as it relates to cancers in children, and Dr. McCuskey and Dr. Lyman stated that they would go back and re-examine the cancer registry's data in that regard. The fourth is a consideration of testing by the Air Pollution Control District for outdoor sampling. The recommendation or the suggestion that we look at microtoxins, that is indoor sampling, and we would have to bring in the state's Air Resources Board. And then the microtoxins evaluation is the fifth point. And then the sixth point is related to the leiomyosarcoma. And again, the California Cancer Registry has let us know that they would go back and re-examine data not only for Carlsbad but for the county in that regard. So those are the 6 points that have come out of input that you have provided to us and commitments that have been made by many of our panelists here today.
Nothing on EMF measurements.
Sorry? Please come to the mic.
I was really dissatisfied that we have no data on the ELF or EMF measurements that are coming from these power lines, and it wasn't even addressed.
Thank you for that. I will add that number 7. That would involve getting the SDG&E involved. So again, we will add it to the list.
Thank you.
So with that, I would like to let people know that we did tape audio of the presentation tonight. We will be posting the PowerPoint and resource documents that were shared tonight on the county's website. And we will also post the 7 points that we have come out of this.
Excuse me. Wasn't number 8, Dr. Roach is going to see if he could have a special meeting? Wasn't that number 8 action item? Oh, she already mentioned it. Sorry. Thank you. Number 2.
No problem. So we will post these action items on the website so the entire community will know what the outcomes are of the meeting tonight. So with that, again, I thank you so very much for your time and effort. And thanks to our panelists, and thanks to our facilitator.